Hello everybody, it's John. I thought I'd call this one Spinning a Yarn. Now a lot of people locally of course made a living from spinning yarns in the cotton mills, and you'd be familiar with the fact that spinning a yarn means telling a story, so here we go, it's Jack and Ori time. Now if you're spinning a yarn with making a thread and you're spinning a yarn telling a story, you've got to bring a lot of different bits together. So this story is a culmination of a lot of these bits, so I'll tell you a little bit about the different strands of this yarn, and then we'll see how it all comes together later on. It was all prompted by my reading an old book called Howarth Past and Present, which was published in 1879, and it tells all sorts of interesting things about the Howarth area, and it makes you think that some of the problems we've been having recently with flooding are by no means new. So let's have a look at some of these strands. Let's think about sphagnum moss. You've heard about that, and it's an incredible ability to hold water. That's part of the story. The Vicar of Crosstone at the time, a chap called Fennel, John Fennel at Crosstone. He was a vicar. He's part of the story as well. And he was great-uncle to the Bronte children. And he used to live in the old vicarage at Crosstone, where I was actually born. And when we used to live there, if there were any strange bumps and so on during the night, the parents always used to say, "Oh, it's Charlotte again walking about." And the children went to stay there on one occasion when the mother had just died. And Reverend Fennel looked after them for a little while. So he was connected with the story as well. You may remember that his gravestone was vandalised, I believe, years ago, when some people tried to move it to make it more accessible. And I think it's back in its place now, in a corner of the churchyard, opposite what was then the vestry door. Crow Hill comes into this story as well. The Pondon Valley, Patrick Bronte, who was of course the father of the famous Bronte sisters, and thunderstorms. So let's see if we can bring all these things together. It all comes together on the 2nd of September 1824, when this story all comes together. It had been a very hot, sultry day, a bit like there was one, I think it was 1984, there was a similar case in Todmorden, when it had been a really hot day. And back in 1824, it was just the same. It was sultry, the air was full of electricity, the sky was a horrible coppery colour, and there'd been rumblings of thunder for some time. Now, the Bronte children had gone out for a walk that day with the servants, and Reverend Patrick Bronte was a little bit worried about all this, because suddenly, you know, they it looks as if there was going to be an awful storm. And sure enough, among the rumblings of the thunder, he and some of the local people were quite convinced that there'd been an earthquake. There's a dreadful rumbling sound, and the earth seemed to quake, and Patrick was quite fearful for the condition of his children. So he went upstairs to look out of the window to see if he could see where they were. And anyway, fortunately, they were okay. They'd found some shelter. But it was a really bad storm. And when it had passed and people started chatting about what they'd heard and what was the possible cause for this awful trembling, he went out to the Pondon Valley area above Stanbury and looked on the top of Crow Hill. And this is what he saw. He saw a huge gash on the side of the moor. It was about, I've put this in old money by the way, there's about 1200 yards across this thing and 7 or 8 yards deep, an enormous gash in the hillside. And what had happened apparently was that the sphagnum moss and the peat had been unable to hold all this water in this thunderstorm, and the surface of the moor had simply given way. A similar thing happened on Pendle Hill some time as well in the past, but that's another story. So the result of this was that the water that had been cooped up in this sphagnum moss and the peat thundered down the valley past Stanbury and Pondon, and it went down and joined the River Aire. And such was the force of the water and what it was carrying that the River Aire was so badly polluted that for quite a long time afterwards they couldn't use the water in the River Aire for drinking or commercial purposes at all until it had flushed itself out. And after the initial outburst from this Crow Hill disaster, there were several more occasions when smaller floods followed the big one down the valley. So there you are, you see, we've got floods these days in the Calder Valley. You get a lot of these when you get the water rushing down these narrow hillsides and so on into the valley. And it was no new thing. And it was just interesting to read the story in this little book about Patrick being worried about a thunderstorm and how it all tied in with the Brontes connection with Todmorden, with Crossstone Vicarage. And the fact that, of course, Todmorden was partially famous for spinning yarn. So there you are. That's another yarn for you. I do hope you're keeping well and that this summer we might be able to get out a little bit and meet each other. And you might be pleased to know I might actually go out and speak to somebody else for a change and see what other interesting people I can come across. Well, do take care. Look after yourselves and see you sometime. Bye.